Blessed Christmas to you all.
祝你们所有人平安喜乐地度过这个圣诞节。
Well, the passage that we'll be looking at this morning is Hosea 14.
我们今天要读的经文在何西阿书第十四章。
And we pray that God will work in our hearts so that we will learn from Hosea chapter 14.
我向神祷告，我们盼望着神可以开我们的心，让我们可以学习何西阿书十四章的经文。
Because God has good things to say to us.
因为神有好消息要告诉我们。
In Hosea chapter 14, the life-giving instruction is this.
在何西阿书十四章有一种赐生命的教导是这样子的。
That for all of life, let us humbly return to our Lord God, for He is good.
让我们在生命的每个环节都谦恭转回向我们的神，我们的主，因他是美善的。
For all of life.
在我们生命的每个环节。
This is for all of life.
是每一个环节。
Because life is wholesome.
因为生命是一个整全的。
It is not about, okay, this particular time, that particular time, but it all comes together as a whole.
并不是只是这个特殊的时间或者那个特殊的时间，而是一个整全的状态。
And God calls us.
神呼召我们。
To humbly return to Him, for He is good.
谦卑的转回向他，因为他是美善的。
And let us now read Hosea chapter 14.
让我们一起来读何西阿书第十四章。
We're going to read it verse by verse.
我们一节一节读。
And we're going to start with the English congregation, and then the Chinese congregation will respond.
我们先用英文，再用中文。
Hosea chapter 14.
何西阿书第十四章。
Return, Israel, to the Lord your God. Your sins have been your downfall.
以色列啊，你要归向耶和华你的神，你是因自己的罪孽跌倒了。
Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, forgive all our sins and receive us graciously, that we may offer the fruit of our lips.
当归向耶和华，用言语祷告他说，求你除尽罪孽，悦纳善行。这样我们就把嘴唇的祭代替牛犊献上。
Assyria cannot save us. We will not mount war horses. We will never again say our gods to what our own hands have made. For in you the fatherless find compassion.
我们不向亚述求救，不骑埃及的马，也不再对我们手所造的说，你是我们的神。因为孤儿在你耶和华那里得蒙怜悯。
I will heal their waywardness and love them freely, for my anger has turned away from them.
我必医治他们被盗的病，甘心爱他们，因为我的怒气向他们转消。
I will be like the dew to Israel. He will blossom like a lily. Like a cedar of Lebanon, he will send down his roots.
我必向以色列如甘露，他必如百合花开放，如黎巴嫩的树木扎根。
His young shoots will grow, his splendor will be like an olive tree, his fragrance like a cedar of Lebanon.
他的枝条必延长，他的荣华如橄榄树，他的香气如黎巴嫩的香柏树。
People will dwell again in his shade.They will flourish like the grain. They will blossom like the vine. Israel's fame will be like the wine of Lebanon.
曾住在他荫下的必归回，发旺如五谷，开花如葡萄树，他的香气如黎巴嫩的酒。
Ephraim, what more have I to do with idols? I will answer him and care for him. I am like a flourishing juniper.Your fruitfulness comes from me.
以法莲必说，我与偶像还有什么关涉呢？我耶和华回答他，也必顾念他。我如青翠的松树，你的果子从我而得。
Who is wise? Let them realize these things. Who is discerning? Let them understand. The ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them, but the rebellious stumble in them.
谁是智慧人可以明白这些事？谁是通达人可以知道这一切？因为耶和华的道是正直的，义人必在其中行走， 罪人却在其上跌倒。
This is the living word of the living God.
这是我们活着的神，活着的话语。
May we not harden our hearts in its hearing.
愿我们在听的时候不要硬着心。
So God, through Hosea and he himself speaking, tells us,
神借着何西阿他自己说话，这样告诉我们。
For all of life, let us humbly return to him.For he is good.
让我们在生命的每个环节都谦恭转向，归回我们的神，我们的主，因他是美善的。
And let us out now as a congregation read these statements, this statement as our confession.
让我们作为一个整体的会众来一起读这句话，作为我们的向神的一种宣告。
First in English and then in Chinese.
先用英文，再用中文。
For all of life, let us humbly return to our Lord God, for He is good.
让我们在生命的每个环节都谦恭转回向我们的主，我们的神，因他是美善的。
Oh, our holy Abba.
哦，我们亲爱的阿爸。
By your Spirit.
借着你的灵。
Help us to bow down in worship.
帮助我们屈身敬拜。
That we will kneel before the Lord our Maker.
在造我们的耶和华面前下跪。
For you are our God.
因您是我们的神。
And we are the people of your pasture, the flock under your care.
而我们则是你草场上的羊，您手下的民。
Today, as and when we hear your voice.
今日当我们听见你的话语的时候。
Have mercy on us.
求你怜悯我们。
That we will not harden our hearts as in rebellion.
好叫我们不硬着心。
Help us to repent.
帮助我们悔改。
For the kingdom of God is near.
因为天国近了。
We pray and plead.
我们祷告并祈求。
By the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
And so, it's very easy for one word to become another word.
其实让一个词变成另外一个词是非常简单的一件事情。
And oftentimes we say, it's just a little mistake.
有的时候我们就说，哎呀，不就是一个小错误吗？
A little typo.
就是一个拼写的错误。
But meanings can change just by one single letter or changing of positions of vowels.
但是如果说一个单词一个字母的变化或者一个母音的变化会完全改变一个词的意思。
Oh, how quickly taxes become taxes.
你觉得德克萨斯变成上税需要那个多久的时间呢？
Yet we very well know that taxes is not taxes.
我们都知道德州不是上税。
It's the same letters with the same vowels.
字母和元音都完完全全是一样的。
But once you switch their places,
但你就换一个位置。
You get totally different meanings.
就完全是不一样的意思。
You can pay your taxes in Texas.
你可以在德州上税。
But you can't pay your taxes in Texas.
你不可以把德州给你的税。
Or you can't use taxes as your taxes. Yes, true. How quickly a letter will become a litter?
那多快这个信这个词会变成垃圾这个词呢？
It goes from, oh, I receive a love letter to your love letter is like litter. And here we are also faced with the challenge because a litter could be a litter of kittens. And you go, oh, love letter, very warm. The word litter
这个垃圾这个词
has also another meaning.
有另外一个意思。
It refers to a group of
哦、oh, 就是一窝什么东西。
So when you say your love letter is like a litter,
当你说你的情书像一窝什么小动物的时候
You have to understand your relationship with the person who wrote you the letter
你就会明白你和给你写情书的那个人到底是什么关系
And you know if it's trash or it's cute kittens
你就知道那到底是垃圾还是一窝可爱的小猫
And it's just one alphabet change
只是一个字母的区别
And how quickly in the Chinese word vessel changes into blood
那在中文的字里面敏这个词变成血又有多大的差别呢
With a little stroke
就只有一撇的区别而已
And you get a totally different meaning
你就有一个完全不一样的意思
So there are these videos online or websites that you could go It's called, you know, it talks about clumsy thumbsies
你去上网搜，有很多视频网站都是在说
clumsy thumbsies， 就是很笨拙的，
就是你发短信的时候闹的那些笑话。
And these autocorrect mishaps, most of the time they're quite humorous.
有的时候那些自动更正还蛮搞笑的。
Oftentimes highly embarrassing.
有的时候又非常的尴尬。
But in the end, nothing really life-threatening.
但是到最后也不危及生命。
Yeah, there can come one misstep.
确实是，我们可能错失一步。
One little error.
一个很小的错误。
And it might turn out costly.
但是它也许是非常的让我们付上很大的代价。
And each of our rebellion against God is such a costly misstep.
而我们每一个对神的悖逆都是让我们付上很大代价的。
Because when sin entered the world in one single act of rebellion,
因为罪进入到这个世界仅是凭着一个区区一个悖逆的行为。
Everything was U-turned from being good into something evil.
所有事情都像掉了头一样，从好的变成了邪恶的。
And God became like a dog to many people.
而神就成了狗，对于很多人来讲。
In fact, it's not just many people, it's to all.
并不是对许多人，是对所有人。
Because all have fallen short of the glory of God.
因为我们所有人都亏缺了神的荣耀。
There is none who will seek out God.
没有人再去寻求神。
And God is treated like a dog, not in the sense that, oh, I'm going to pamper my pet.
神被像狗一样被对待，并不是那种啊，我很喜欢我的宠物狗啊，并不是那样。
But like a stray and say, do not even come into my home.
而是那种你不可以进家门的。
And a dog became a god to many people.
而狗又成了许多人的神。
And this is witnessed in the states, in where we live today.
就在美国就有很多这样的事情。
If you were to go to Malaysia, you might be shocked to see the treatment towards dogs.
如果你去马来西亚，你就会看到他们怎么对待狗是能让你非常惊讶的。
Not saying that that is right. I'm not saying that the way that you mistreat dogs, the way that we mistreat dogs is right.
我并不是说虐待狗是正确的事情。
But it does give us a picture of how with sin everything was turned 180.
但它就是给我们这么一个景象，就是罪是如何把所有的事情都180度的调转了。
A dog would be a god and God would become like a dog.
狗成了神，而神却被我们带成了狗。
In fact, this single act of rebellion would have been a fatal little error.
事实上呢，这一个区区一个悖逆的行为，会让我们付上生命的代价，这样一个小错误。
Because we are told that the wages of sin is death.
因为罪的工价乃是死。
But there is good news.
但是又有好消息。
Paul would encourage us.
保罗是这么鼓励我们的。
But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
Yes, the wages of our rebellion against God is death.
是的，我们对神的悖逆的工价就是死。
But in the faith that we have for Christ, we have life.
但凭着我们对神的信心，我们有生命。
And this life is to know the one who is the way, the truth, and the life.
这个生命就是去认识那位唯一的道路、真理、生命的神。
Indeed, sin is a word that costs.
实在是罪是一个代价极重的词。
It costs the blood of Jesus Christ.
它的代价是耶稣基督的血。
Christmas is a word that costs.
圣诞也是一个代价极重的词。
And it's not costing our checking account or our credit card bills.
我说的并不是那个代价，并不是你们的钱包。
But the cost is that a child to us was born.
而那个代价是一婴孩为我们而生。
That God's Son is given.
神的爱子赐给我们。
To take away the sin of the world.
好除去世人的罪孽。
By throwing a party? Question mark?
是因为开了个派对吗？
No.
不是。
By the cross.
因为十字架。
By a separation from his father.
因着借着与父神的完全隔离。
By becoming sin for us.
为我们成为那个有罪的。
So yes, we celebrate Christmas because we, by Christ, we have eternal life.
我们现在庆祝圣诞，是因为借着基督，我们现在有了永生。
But we remember that Christmas came with a cost.
但是我们要记得，圣诞的代价是极重的。
And with this cost, we have that gratitude for God.
而这个代价就是我们当对神献上那个感恩的来源。
Because God has grace and love for the world.
因为神对这个世对世人是有如此的恩典和爱。
And so he accomplished in Jesus Christ the salvation that we so desperately need but incapable of accomplishing.
他为我们完成的是一个我们再怎样也不可能完成的，就是他借着耶稣基督在十字架上为我们完成了救赎。
And God has grace and love for the world.
神对世人有如此的爱和恩典。
And so he redeemed us by the blood of Christ.
所以他借着耶稣基督的血赎了我们。
So that we can be restored.As God's vessels.
所以我们被重塑，成为他的器皿。
If you can remember this,
如果你还记得这个，
it is by the blood that we now become the vessel.
是借着血，我们现在成为了器皿。
One single act.
只有一个行为。
An eternal transformation.
永远的改变。
And so such melodious.Hopeful sound of the gospel was in the last words of Hosea and God to the rebellious nation of Israel.
而在何西阿书的最后这一章，是神对以色列民说的这样子的话，是非常的充满旋律性的盼望的声音。
And this gospel is also spoken to is spoken to us Christians today.
而这些话也是对我们现在的基督徒所说的。
Because yes, God has rescued sinners.
是的，因为神拯救了罪人。
God has redeemed those who are helpless in paying their sin debts.
神赎了那些在罪中挣扎的没法自救的人。
And so let us hear these last words from Hosea and from God himself.
所以让我们再次来听何西阿书最后的这些话。
So that we know that in repentance there is a repentance toward God.
所以我们就知道这个是回转归向神。
And that in him there is salvation.
而在他里面才有拯救。
That he is giving us this opportunity yet again to be reconciled to him.
他再次给我们了一个与他和好的机会。
So if you're to look through the entire, read through the entire book of Hosea.
如果你通读一遍何西阿书。
Up onto chapter 13.
到第十三章。
It's a very difficult read.
你都会觉得读起来是非常困难的。
Because we are confronted with just how severe sin is.
因为我们一直看到的就是罪到底有多么的严重。
And oftentimes we can say, yeah, I'm a sinner, and then we move on.
而经常的时候我们就说，那是啊，我就是个罪人呢，然后我们就接着读下去了。
But in Hosea, majority of the time, God is having us to see in clarity what sin actually is.
但是神借着何西阿书是为了让我们看清楚罪到底是什么样子。
And oh man, it is ugly.
哎呀，那真的是非常的丑陋。
But coming into chapter 14.
但到了第十四章。
Wow. Wow. 哇塞。惊人，天哪！ We have other ways of expressing. Well, because after speaking verse after verse about the rebellion of Israel,
因为当他一节一节的陈明了以色列的悖逆之后，
and there is the idolatry of military power,
你就会看到被奉为偶像的军事力量，
idolatry of political alliance,
被奉为偶像的政治联盟，
idolatry of religious superstition.
被奉为偶像的宗教迷信。
Idolatry of personal prestige.
被奉为偶像的个人声望。
Idolatry of moral and pleasures.
被奉为偶像的最终之乐。
Immoral pleasures.
最终之乐。
And so on and so forth.
如此如此。
Hosea concluded with the call to repentance toward God.
何西阿在最后以呼召我们回转归向神作为总结。
And if you're asking, so what's the big deal about this call?
如果你问这个呼召到底有多重要呢？
It is because it is an opportunity, it's a second chance.
因为这是一个机会，这是一个第二次的机会。
It is a grace that God has given to His people.
这是神给他子民的恩典。
He had every single right to just allow them to just perish because they broke the covenant.
他完全可以任由他们就这样败坏下去，因为他们已经毁了他的约。
And in the covenantal terms, the one who breaks the covenant is supposed to be punished by death.
而这个约的立约的这个凭据就是那个毁约的人就应该受惩罚。
And this death,
而且惩罚的结果是死。
And this death is horrific.
而这个死就是如此的可怕。
Is a cracking a part of your entire person.
是你全人的整个的破碎。
And that is the severity of breaking the covenant.
这就是毁约的代价。
And so after 13 chapters of the judgment of God is upon you,
经过十三章的这个神的审判就是这么来到你的面前的时候
Hosea says return Israel to the Lord your God
何西阿说以色列啊你要归向耶和华你的神
return
归向
indeed Israel have lived an apostate life
真的以色列是过着这种被教的生命
and this has been generation upon generation
而且是一代接着一代
again this is not speaking about oh no I sinned today
同样的我现在并不是在说你们说啊，我今天犯罪了
it is not about oh I need to be without sin
并不是说我必须得毫无罪孽 可言才行
what the people of God have been doing was to be stubborn in their sins
神的子民做的是在他的罪中是如此的顽固
refusing to learn refusing to listen refusing to make a change
拒绝去学习拒绝去改变拒绝去
That was good I don't know I wasn't Oh now I forgot Change
说了
Either way, moving on. But this apostasy need not be the final destiny.
但是这个叛教并不一定要成为以色列最终的命运。
Because with this call to repentance, it means that they could return to the Lord.
因为这个呼召告诉他们说，他们可以转回归向神。
And it's the Lord who desires for them to return.
而且是那位切切的盼望他们管回。
And so even though they are stubborn in their sins and they dismiss God,
虽然他们如此的顽固在他们最终沉沦而且他们拒绝神
but we hear that God continues to desire for them to return.
但是我们听到神一如既往的盼望他们转回归向
Yes, Israel is going to suffer devastation because the downfall, this ruin, it has come upon them.
是的，以色列是必然要承受覆灭的代价，因为他们的罪已经产生这样子的代价。
But this devastation again need not be Israel's final condition.
但是这样子的覆灭不一定要成为以色列最终的状态。
For they are offered this opportunity to humbly return to the Lord their God.
因为他们被给予了这个第二次机会，可以谦卑地转回归向神。
Hosea has told Israel, yes, you have returned in the past, but you never returned to God.
其实何西阿书里面已经告诉了以色列人，是的，你们曾经转回，但是你们没有转回归向神。
In Hosea chapter 7, it says, they return, but not to the Most High.
在何西阿书第七章说，他们归向，却不归向至上者。
So it's very weird, because most of the time we think repentance is toward God, of course.
这是非常奇怪的，因为我们通常说的悔改转回都是归向神的。
But Hosea tells us that our repentance could be toward the dog because we have not regarded the dog as the God.
但是何西阿告诉我们说，我们的回转也是可以不向神的，因为我们就像把神当作狗一样，我们归向的是狗。
We can be repenting away from redemption and into condemnation.
我们其实是可以转回不归向悔改，而是归向谴责。
Because repentance is telling us which direction are you going.
因为转回告诉我们的是一个方向，我们到底往什么方向走。
And so God hears through Hosea says, "You have been repenting toward idols long enough."
所以何西阿书在这里就告诉我们的是， 啊，以色列啊，你们已经转回归向偶像够长时间了。
Here is your opportunity to respond to God's call to repent toward Him instead.
现在就是你们的机会，可以转回重新归向神。
And for some of you who are on your phones right now, I hope that you're taking notes.
而现在你们在看手机的这些人，我希望你们是在记笔记。
Rather than enjoying yourself in a different world.
而不是在另外一个世界享受你自己的时间。
Your sins have been your. Oh, okay. This has nothing to do with the public service announcement. I realize this. Okay. Your sins have been your downfall.
你的罪就是你的低谷。
But know that once we repent toward God, there can be a lifting up.
但我们知道，当我们回转归向神的时候，我们就有一种提升。
And so, with this call of repentance, came the description of what their repentance would look like.
所以接下来的经文呢，就是，他们回转之后的样子是什么样子的？状态是什么样子的
？Take words with you and return to the Lord.
当归向耶和华，用言语祷告他说
，Forgive all our sins and receive us graciously.
求你除尽罪孽，悦纳善行。
That we may offer the fruit of our lips.
这样我们就把嘴唇的祭代替牛犊献上。
Assyria cannot save us.
我们不向亚述求救。
And we will not mount war horses.
不骑埃及的马。
We will never again say to our gods, say our gods to what our own hands have made.
也不再对我们手造的说你是我们的神。
Take words.
用言语祷告。
And this could be prayers or vows or confessions.
这可以是祈祷，这可以是誓言，这可以是悔改。
But these are words of truth.
但是这些都是真实的话语。
These are words that will be demonstrative of the humility.
这些话语是为了显示出我们的谦卑。
Our earnestness.
我们的热诚。
Our honesty.
而和我们的诚挚。
To acknowledge that it's only the Lord our God who can give the forgiveness.
要知道是因为是仅仅我们的主我们的神是可以赐下这样子的原谅的。
To know that He could pardon the very very long list of transgressions.
他可以赦免我们长长的一溜的罪。
It's to humbly go before God and say, Yes, I have. These are the work of my hands. This long list of transgressions.
就像我们谦卑的来到主面前说，主啊，这就是我手所做的那长长的罪行。
And we can go to God and acknowledge that He has all sovereignty to accept or reject.
而我们来到神面前，也是知道他有那一切的权柄去。赦免我们的罪，或者审判我们的罪。
That with these words we acknowledge that we are at the mercy of God.
而借着这些话，我们知道我们是蒙神的怜悯的。
Nothing like us waltzing in and say, "Hey, I've asked for forgiveness. Now it's your turn to say I forgive you."
而不是说我们来到神面前大摇大摆的说，啊，你赦免我吧，然后神就说我赦免你了。
Because I've experienced this in real life.
因为我确实在真正的生活中体会过这样子。
When asking for forgiveness becomes an act of courtesy.
当祈求原谅成为了一个礼貌的行为的时候
，So maybe someone is really angry with you.
当一个人非常非常生你的气
，And you go, "Oh, I'm so sorry."
然后你说，哎呀，我好抱歉啊。
Hey, why aren't you saying you're forgiven?
哎，你为什么不说你原谅我了呢
？When the person is still processing what has just the tension that has just happened.
然后这个人还在那儿。在纳闷到底发生了什么事的时候
，Because we have to realize that when we ask for forgiveness, we are at the mercy of the other person.
当我们知道我们在祈求原谅的时候，我们是在求那个人的怜悯。
And we can't get angry with the person for not forgiving us.
我们也不能因为他不原谅我们而生气。
And so as we take words to God, we are humbly coming to God.
所以我们用言语祷告的时候，是我们谦卑的来到神面前的时候。
And we are sincere about wanting.That turn around toward God.
我们是真诚的想回转归向神。
And at the same time, these words will show the transformation that is to come.
而同时呢，这些言语又是在表达我们将要做的改变。
Particularly the abandonment of idols.
特别是对偶像的弃绝。
Because here Hosea teaches us to say, well, we will proclaim that we will say no to our idols.
因为何西阿在这里特别的教导我们要对偶像说不。
To the idolatry of political alliance such as Assyria at that time, no more.
对，被奉为偶像的政治联盟，就比如亚述，对他们说不。
To the idolatry of military power such as with Egypt, no more.
对，被奉为偶像的军事力量，就比如说埃及，也说不。
To the idolatry of self-directed lives in whatever area is that I am the king, no more.
对于那种被奉为偶像的这种自我中心的生活，不管是什么方面的，就比如说我才是王的，也说不。
That God, you are my salvation.
说神啊，你才是我的拯救。
That God, you are my delight.
神啊，你是我的喜乐。
That this is going to be a new life.
这就是一个新的生命。
The new life.That says, I will observe mercy and justice and wait upon God continually.
是一个我在等待恩典来，来见证一切的应许，来等待神的时间。
And this repentance will mean that we live in a manner opposite to the old practice.
而这样子的回转归向意味着我们与以前的生活是完全相反的一个状态。
So there's no self-righteous boasting.
不再有自以为意的吹嘘。
In Hosea chapter 12 it says, and because back in the day Ephraim would say, surely I have become rich, I have found wealth for myself, in all of my labors they shall find in me no iniquity that is sin.
因为在何西阿书十二章八节说，以法莲说，我果然成了富足，得了财富，我所劳碌得来的人必不见有什么不义，可算为罪的。
Because they think that because I am rich, God has definitely blessed me with the wealth, so how can I be with sin?
因为他们这么说是因为啊，我这么有钱，肯定是神祝福我，我才这么有钱，那我有什么罪呢？
But God says, no, you got to return because you are dead in your transgressions.
但是神说不是的，你需要转回，因为你已经在罪中死了。
And there are these old self-declared rituals.
而这些一切的宣告自我的仪式。
In Hosea chapter 13, God says,
在何西阿书十三章，神这么说。
Now they sin more and more and have made for themselves molded images, idols of their silver according to their skill. All of it...is the work of craftsmen. They say of them, let the man who sacrifice kiss the calves.
现今他们罪上加罪，用银子为自己铸造偶像，就是照自己的聪明制造，都是匠人的工作。有人论说，献祭的人可以和牛犊亲嘴。
But they are to return to God and away from the self-defining religious rituals.
他们需要回转归向神，远离这些以自我中心为主的这样子的宗教信仰。
And Hosea made clear.
何西阿说得很明白。
Fundamentally, repentance toward God is compelled by the right personal knowledge of God and the right recognition of who we are when we are godless.
从基础上说，对神的回转归向是被以下这两点所催逼而成的。第一点是对神的个人的正确认知，第二点是对自己在没有神的时候是多么的不属神的正确认知。
Because Hosea says, return to the Lord your God.
因为神说，因为何西阿说，回转归向你的神。
The Lord is God's personal name, is his covenantal name.
主耶和华是神立约的名字。
And your God is his title.
你的神是他的称号。
And it is to tell the people of Israel to know that your God is someone who is endearing and sovereign.
而这个称呼就是告诉以色列人，你的神就是如此这样一位又亲切又高高在上全能的神。
Yes, he is family, but he is also authority.
是的，他是像亲人一样与你亲近，但是他同时又是那位掌权者。
He is intimate with us, but he is holy. He is also not man.
他与我们如此的亲密，但同时他又是圣洁的，他不似我们这样的人。
And the more we understand who God is as Lord our God,
我们更多认识我们的主耶和华我们的神的时候，
we will look to the idols and say, puny.
我们就会对那些偶像说，去你的。
你好小，你好小，
进去了。
So if you watch the movie Avengers, if you watch the movie Avengers,
复仇者联盟，
对，复仇者联盟。And there was this particular scene when you have the Hulk, 绿巨人， and then you have Loki. I don't know his Chinese name.But there was this part where Loki was going up to the Hulk and giving all these grand speeches.
就是
sorry, this is not in the write-up. That's why it's a
就是复仇者联盟里面有一个人物来到绿巨人面前，对他说了一大串的这个狂言吧。
狂言 yes. And all of a sudden.Hulk just grabbed him by the foot and went slam, 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 slam.
然后呢，这个绿巨人就把他的脚提起来，然后在地上打呀打呀打呀打。
And then the Hulk said, "Puny God."
然后绿巨人就说，你好小。
Because Loki against Hulk, apparently no match.
因为这个 Loki 跟这个绿巨人比，那当然是。不值得提的一个小啊。
And so when we really, when we know how grand, how great our God is.
所以当我们真的知道我们的神有多么的大，我们神有多么的伟大的时候。
But yet how embracing he is of us.
而他又是如何的拥抱着我们的时候。
It is not a tug of war to say, you gotta come and repent now.
并不是像有人揪着你的领子跟你说，啊，你必须要悔改。
But to say,I want to go to you.
而应该是、哦、我好想归到你那里啊。
Why am I still looking at puny gods?
为什么我还在看那些小小的神啊？
Oh God, what the compelled you really push toward God.
这就是催逼着我们归向神。
And at the same time, we understand that when we are godless, we are fatherless, we are orphans.
而我们同时需要知道的是，当我们不属神的时候，我们是多么的不圣洁，我们就像孤儿一样。
Because we are truly alone, we are helpless.
因为我们是如此的孤独，我们是如此的无助。
And we are unloved.
如果我们没有被爱。
We may be giving all these affections to our different idols, but they don't love us back.
我们可以把我们各种的仰慕、各种的倾慕都献给我们的偶像，但是他不会爱回来给我们。
And in Azra, why am I not loved?
然后你就会问，为什么我没有被爱啊？
A story that my friend in New York tells me is heartbreaking.
有一个我在纽约的朋友告诉我一个让人很伤心的。
You would think that New York, you talk about, wow, it's a city of opportunities.
当你说纽约的时候，你会觉得哇，大城市啊，各种机会啊。
You could be who you want to be.
你就可以做你想成为的那个人。
But then he says that when it comes Valentine's Day.
但是他就说在情人节的时候。
You hear such desperate pleas.
你就会听到那些真的是发自内心的这种祈求。
Someone saying to another, just take me home tonight. I have no one to go to.
你就会听到有人对人说，求你带我回家吧，我今天晚上真的没地方去啊。
We're constantly looking for someone to really love us, even though they know the worst of us.
我们总是在寻求一个真的是爱我们的人，就算是知道我们到底是什么样子的一个人，还爱我们的人。
And when we know who God is, we know that He is the one and only who will love us when He knows the worst of us.
但当唯有我们真正认识神的时候，我们才知道，只有他，他是那仅仅的一位，在知道我们还是什么样子的人的时候，还会爱我们的神。
In Hosea chapter 1, it tells us that.There is a time when they are going to be called, you are not my people.
在何西阿书第一章有这么一段话，从前在什么地方对他们说，你们不是我的子民。
And yes, indeed, there will come a time when where they were called, you are not my people, they will now be called my people.
将来在那里必对他们说，你们是永生神的儿子。
And God says that when Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son.
而神又对以色列说，以色列年幼的时候，我爱他，就从埃及招出我的儿子来。
Because God will be the father to the fatherless.
神要做孤儿的父。
And in fact, this is telling, Hosea is telling us that when we know that we are spiritual orphans.
而我们在知道我们是属灵的孤儿的时候
，We will desperately look for our spiritual parent.
我们就会那么迫切的去寻找我们属灵的家长。
And we will know that in God there is that compassion.
而我们就知道唯有神有那样子的怜悯。
And in a very dramatic fashion,
在一个非常戏剧化的情景下
，It's just as if Hosea has just finished speaking.
而何西亚书是这样子结束他的。
Immediately God speaks. Immediately God speaks.
神马上就这样说。
Because Hosea is saying, "In the fatherless will find compassion in you."
因为何西阿之前说，因为孤儿在你耶和华那里得怜悯。
And God says, "I will heal their waywardness and love them freely."
神就说，我必医治他们被盗的病，甘心爱他们。
For my anger has turned away from them.
因为我的怒气向他们转消。
Let us now, as a congregation, we continue reading from verses 5-8, first in Chinese and then in English.
让我们会众整体一起从第五节读到第八节，先用中文来读。我必向以色列如甘露，它必如百合花开放，如黎巴嫩的树木扎根，它的枝条必延长，它的荣华如橄榄树，它的香气如黎巴嫩的香柏树。曾住在它荫下的必归回，发旺如五谷，开花如葡萄树，它的香气如黎巴嫩的酒。以法莲必说，我与偶像还有什么关涉呢？我耶和华回答他，也必顾念他。我如青翠的松树，你的果子从我而得。
I will be like the dew to Israel. He will blossom like a lily. Like a cedar of Lebanon, he will send down his roots. His young shoots will grow. His splendor will be like an olive tree.His fragrance like a cedar of Lebanon. People will dwell again in his shade. They will flourish like the grain. They will blossom like the vine. Israel's fame will be like Ephraim. What more have I to do with idols? I will answer him and care for him. I am like a flourishing juniper. Your fruitfulness comes from me. And my apologies, I realize you can't see very well the entire slide.That will be a note for future.
抱歉，我知道字太小了，你们看不清。
And so here, God says, God gives us a medical imagery.
神就给我们这样子一个医学的这种比喻的意象。
That there's going to be healing.
会有医治。
And tells us that our waywardness is not our common cold.
就告诉我们，我们被盗的病并不是像感冒一样普通。
We cannot self-medicate.
我们不能自己吃吃药就好了。
It's absolutely 100% against self-help.
是完全的百分之百的不能自救的。
Because it is God who will be the physician.
因为只有神可以成为那么大医生。
And Jesus continues to reaffirm that truth when he tells us that he came to look for the sick.
而耶稣基督也借着他是为了寻找病人来告诉我们这个事实。
Because sin will always drive us to look for a physician other than God himself.
因为罪总是会催着我们去看另外一个医生，不是神的医生。
In Hosea chapter 5, Hosea says, Yeah, you know you are sick, but you went to Assyria and you went to Egypt.
在何西阿书第五章，他就说，是啊，你知道你病了，但是你去看亚述，你去看埃及。
And so as we think about our contemporary society,
让我们看想联想到现代社会的话，
We talk about work addiction.
我们会聊工作狂的问题。
We talk about food addiction.
我们会聊食物成瘾的问题。
We talk about social media addiction.
我们会聊社交媒体成瘾的问题。
And even America being the very, very medicated nation that it is.
而美国又是如何的成为一个像可以医治万邦的一个药一样
？With depression and suicide on the rise，
抑郁症、自杀率都在上涨。
Because in sin, we always think that there are all these other things that will heal us。
因为在罪里面，我们总是认为这一切的东西都是可以治我们的。
But God tells us that He is the one and only Savior and Helper to any sinner。
但神就在这里告诉我们，他是那一个，而且是唯一一个救主、帮助者，是对一切的罪人。
God says, "Oh Israel, you are destroyed, but your help is from Me."
神说，以色列啊，你是被毁了。但是你的帮助从我而来。
How many of you will come up to me and say this?
有你们中间有多少人会来找三面牧师，然后这么说
？Hey, P. Sam, I have a severely torn ligament.
啊，三面牧师，我韧带撕裂了。
Will you perform the reconstructive surgery for me?
你可以帮我做个手术吗
？And even if you tell me that, I will say, of course not.
如果你这么跟我说，我当然会说绝对不行啊。
Because that's really, I'm not the one to help you.
因为我不是那一个能帮你的人啊。
Pray for you, give you a ride, be your company, sure.
为你祷告，开车载你去医院，陪着你，当然可以啊。
But to wield a knife, I don't even know if that's the right technical term.
Lancet.
Lancet, to wield the lancet.
拿起柳叶刀。
It doesn't work that way.
我没法干这种事啊。
And God says, "I am your only help. You don't go to your Assyria. You don't go to your Egypt."
神说，我才是你的帮助，不要去找亚述，不要去找埃及。
And so this promise from God that He is going to heal.
这是神的应许，他将医治。
Brings another beautiful promise.
带来了另外一个美丽的应许。
And that there is going to be loving.
因为在这里面是有爱的。
That God is going to freely love.
神就可以完全自由地爱你们。
Because there's no more need for discipline.
因为不再需要惩罚了。
There's no more need for the wrath of God to be unleashed.
不用再有神那愤怒倾倒在你们身上了。
Because there is the absolute perfect relationship between His people and Him.
因为神与他子民的关系是完美的了。
He's giving this promise that that day will come.
他给我们这样子的应许，那一日会到来的。
But as we continue to be healed, we continue to experience what it means for God to freely love us.
我们在不断的体味医治的过程中，我们就不断的体会着神那完全自由的爱。
And I hope that each and every one of us, we have experienced that.
我希望我们在座的每一位都体会过这样子。
To say, "Wow, I am following God in His ways, and wow, God has been showering His love upon me."
就像，哇！我真的是跟随着神的道在走，而他的爱与恩典，就真的是我们是沐浴在他的爱与恩典之中。
And we continue to see that even His discipline is love because He wants us to be healed of our waywardness so that He can freely love us.
而我们也看得到，他对我们的惩罚其实也是对我们的一种爱，因为我们就知道这是对我们被盗的病的医治。
With the healing comes the activation of the blessing portion of the covenant.
而这种医治就带来了这种在哪呢
Okay, I'll say it again. With the healing,
这样子的医治
brings about the blessing portion of the covenant.
带来了这种约里面那部分充满恩典的
祝福。And we could almost hear God's joy and excitement in finally being able to just freely love His children.
我们就好像能听到神的那种喜悦和他的激动，就是他好不容易可以完全没有阻碍的来爱他的孩子了。
God says, "If you turn toward me,"
神说，如果你转向我
，My anger will turn away from you.
我的愤怒就会向你转消。
Indeed, there's a lot of turning.
确实这里边有很多转向
Because it tells us what direction are we heading.
因为它告诉我们我们到底应该朝着什么方向去转
And this brings to mind, I was thinking through this passage, an experience that I had with my graduation.
所以我就在读这段的时候就想起来我毕业的时候的一件事
So before we went up to the stage to collect our certificate,
就在我们上台去领我们的那个毕业证明的时候
We were given this notice.
我们就会收到这样的一个消息。
Your official document may not be in the tube.
你的官方证明有可能不在那个 管子里面。
And we thought, what? Why?
我们就说为什么呀？
And so they explained that maybe because there's a glitch in the system, maybe a grade wasn't turned in just yet, maybe there was a fee that was unpaid, something.
然后他们就会给我们解释，有可能是因为系统出错啦，有可能是你的哪个成绩还没有登上去啦，或者是你的哪个钱还没有交啦。
But once all those hindrances are removed,
但当这些所有的阻碍被移去的时候，
we happily give you your formal document.
我们绝对会高高兴兴把你的官方证明给你的。
And I think that is what is spoken here when God can now freely love.
我就觉得现在这段描述的就是啊，神终于可以完全没有阻碍的来爱我们了。
Because the waywardness is healed.
因为被盗的病已经被医治了。
And in verses 5 to 7, God gives us agricultural imagery to see how abundant and how wholesome this new life will be.
而在五节到七节，神用这种农业农作物的这种比喻的意象来向我们展示这种被重建了的生命是如何的整全，如何的丰盛。
Israel is going to be blessed.
以色列会被祝福。
And at the same time, Israel is going to fulfill their calling.
同时，以色列会回应他们的呼召。
And they are going to become the blessing to the nations.
他们就会成为万邦的祝福。
Because here we are told that for Israel,
我们现在就被告知。
If you look at the passage, they will become beautiful like the lily.
你就会看到他们就必如百合花般开放。
They'll be stable like the trees with the roots.
他们就会像有根的树木一样稳固。
And these young shoots are coming out of something that you thought was dead, but now growing again.
而这些新枝是你认为已经枯了的木头上面长出来的新枝，而且会茂盛的生长。
So Israel is coming back from the dead.
所以以色列就像起死回生一样。
And that his splendor will be like an olive tree.
而他的这种发旺就像橄榄树。
Telling us that there will be prosperity in the resources.
他就告诉我们这种资源的丰盛是何等的美好。
Because that is what olives tend to represent.
因为这就是橄榄树的意象所代表的。
And that they are going to then become the blessings to the nation also.
他们就会成为万国万邦的祝福。
Because we are told that there's going to be the shade.
因为我们就看到它的荫像荫，它的荫蔽就会临到万邦。
And in the wilderness and the heat, the shade is beautiful.
在旷野中，在烈日下，阴凉是多么的美好。
Nations will come and hide away from the wrath.
列邦。都会在他的荫下乘凉。
That Israel become like the grain that feeds the nations that make them come alive also.
以色列就成为那粮食来养活万国万邦，让他们也重新得生命。
He's going to be fruitful like the vine and also produce for the nations.
他就像开花的葡萄树，为万国结果子。
And tells us, but most fundamentally, the wholesomeness and the abundance thusAnd must begin with the Lord God.
而最最基础的，这里告诉我们的是，这样子的丰盛是，而且必须是来自于神。
Because it's easy to read verses 5 to 7 and go, oh, this is what I'm going to become, like the lily, like the roots, yay.
因为在我们读五到七节的时候，很容易就是啊，我要像百合花一样啊，我要像橄榄树一样啊，啊，好多好呀。
But God begins with, I will be like dew to Israel.
但是神接下来说，我必如以色列的甘露。
And dew is absolutely critical for the agricultural abundance for Israel.
而甘露对于以色列的这样农业的繁盛又是多么的重要。
Because without that, the land will not grow the plants.
因为如果没有甘露的话，地不会出土产的。
And so, God.Says, I am the dew. You return to me. Look what you will become.
所以神说，我就是那甘露。你转回向我，看看你会成为什么样子。
Because I will give you the blessing. I will love you freely.
因为我会赐给你恩典，我会无条件的爱你。
Is that our vision for life?
这是我们对生命的 意象吗？
And it's not just about becoming a better person.
并不是成为一个更好的人。
But it's to see that, wow, God, you are my vision.
而是看到啊，神啊，你才是我的意象。
As we sung earlier this morning, that you are my vision.
就像我们今早唱的歌一样。
That you are
成为我意象。
That you are my wisdom.
成为我智慧。
And you're in fact that word that I bring to you.
而事实上，这些神赐给我们的话，
我们带着神赐给我们的话回到他面前。
Okay.
And lastly, God concludes.
最后，神这样子总结。
He says, "Ephraim, what more have I to do with idols?"
他说，以法莲必说，我与偶像还有什么关涉呢？
Meaning that I have said enough about idols and idolatries.
意思就是，我说偶像和偶像崇拜已经说得够多了。
On this issue, I need not say anymore.
在这件事情上，我不用再说什么了。
And then God says, I will answer him and care for him.
神说，我会回应他们的问题，我也会顾念他们。
Meaning that God is telling his people.
意思是神在告诉他的子民。
I have done my part.
我已经做完了我的部分。
And will continue to do my part to respond to you and to watch over you, Israel.
我会继续的做我当做的那一部分，就是去回应你们，去顾念你们。
And God also says that I am like a flourishing juniper; your fruitfulness comes from me.
而神也说，我就像青翠的松树，你的果子从我而得。
Saying that now you know who I am.
现在你知道我是谁。
That I am your king. I am divine. I am the one to give you the fruitfulness.
我是你的王，我是你的圣者，我是那一个给你一切果子的人。
You know how you will be when you are with me.
你知道你和我在一起会是什么样子的。
How will you respond?
我们应该如何回应呢？
How will you respond?
我们如何回应呢？
The book of Hosea closes with this final instruction.
何西阿书是借着这样子最后的教导来结束的。
Who is wise? Let them realize these things. Who is discerning? Let them understand. The ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them, but the rebellious stumble in them.
谁是智慧人可以明白这些事？谁是通达人可以知道这一切？因为耶和华的道是正直的，义人必在其中行走，罪人却在其上跌倒。
Meaning, if you start from Hosea chapter 1, verse 1, up until chapter 14, verse 8,
意思是你如果从何西阿书一章一节到何西阿书十四章八节
It's not going to be an easy read
就读起来是非常不容易的
It's not your Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall Humpty Dumpty It's not 这不是你所谓童谣 It's something that requires wisdom, discernment, understanding
这是需要智慧认知还有什么
理解、
嗯、
But the way that we respond will expose the condition of our soul
而我们对这一切回应的态度会显露出我们灵魂的状态
Because if we look through Hosea chapter 1 all the way till the end and we say Ugh, this God, I don't like him
如果我们从何西阿书第一章到了何西阿书最后一章，然后看完以后，我们说啊，这个神啊，我不是很喜欢。
There will be no return, which is what Hosea has been calling the people to do.
这样就没有任何的转回啊，这就是何西阿呼召他的民要做的事情。
The rebellious will stumble in them.
这样子的悖逆仍然会绊倒他们。
As we read through, oh Lord, the weight of my sin and the glory and your glory.Let me turn, help me turn back to you.
如果说我们看完了以后是啊，主啊，我的罪的代价是何等的沉重，而你的荣光又是如何的美善，帮助我回转向你。我们如果是这样子的状态的话
，We can thank God to say you have given me wisdom, you have given me discernment, you have given me understanding.
我们就应当称谢神，你给了我这样子的智慧，你给了我这样子的分辨力，你给我这样子的理解力，让我可以明白你的话。
If life is to be accurate, like a spelling is to be accurate,
如果生命需要像拼写一样那么的精准的话
then when life is lived in the domain of the Lord,
当生命在神的领域继续的活着的时候
in which the ways of the Lord are right,
意思就是说神的道就是那正确的道。
Then Texas the state will remain Texas the state.
德克萨斯就永远是德克萨斯。
Texas the legal responsibility will remain the legal responsibility. There's no confusion.
上税就永远是上税，这两个绝对不可被混淆。
What was made wrong will be made right because there is the healing of the waywardness.
曾经是错的会被归正，因为被盗的病已经被医治。
What was defiled will be made clean.
曾经被玷污过的会被洁净。
When a sinner repents toward God for all of his or her life.
当一个罪人回转归向神，承认他一切的罪。
When a sinner takes on God's instruction as a way to live.
当一个罪人愿意接纳神的一切的指导作为他生命的准则。
God will be God and a dog will be dog.
神就是神，狗就是狗。
A dog will not take the place of God.
狗不会成为神。
And God will not be ill-treated like a dog.
神也不会被低端的对待，像狗一样。
We like God would say this.
我们像神可以说这样的话。
Let's say this. Let us read this together.
我们来一起读。
What more have I in English and Chinese together? What more have I?
一起读。
好的吧，好，重新再来一遍。Let's start again.
中文英文一起读。
One, two, three.
What more have I to do with idols?
We will never again say our gods to what our hands have made. And in trust of God, we would also say this.
因为信任神，我们也会这样子说。
You are, sorry, I forgot that slide, so I'll read this. You are like a God, you are like a flourishing juniper, and our fruitfulness comes from you.
神啊，你就如青翠的松树，我的果子从你而得。
Because indeed, we will know that Jesus Christ, you are the vine and we are the branches.
因为我们都知道，主耶稣，你就是那葡萄树，我们就是枝子。
Apart from you, I can bear no fruit.
离了你，我们就不结果子。
If there is no Holy Spirit, where is the fruit of the Spirit?
如果没有圣灵的内住，我们又怎么结得出圣灵的果子？
Do we think that on our own we'll have love, patience, kindness, goodness, self-control?
我们自己会有仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制吗？
No, we have to come to God, to God and say, "You are like the juniper tree."
不行的。我们需要来到神面前说，你就是那清脆的松树。
Because we know that Jesus Christ is the shepherd who will lay down his life so that the flocks will have life.
因为我们知道耶稣基督就是那大牧者，他舍了自己的生命，他的羊群才得了生命。
That he is the shepherd who came to give life to the fullest to his flock.
他就是那大牧者，他来到这里是为了给他的羊群那丰满的完备的生命。
That we will be brought to Jesus and say, "You are that true friend."
我们就会被带到神面前，带到耶稣基督面前，说你就是我们那真正的好朋友。
Because he loved us even while we were his enemies.
因为他在我们还是他敌人的时候就爱我们。
And he demonstrated this love by being nailed to the cross on our behalf.
而他是如何显示出这样的大爱呢？是借着他在十字架上被钉死。
And that Jesus, he is our advocate.
耶稣基督是我们的中保。
He pleads for us before the throne of God above.
他在神的宝座前不断地为我们祈求。
He is our propitiation.
That
he has justified us to be righteous and acceptable before God by his own righteousness.
因为他自己的公义，我们在神的面前才会被他，
接纳，
才会被神接纳，才会被神视为义。
Looking, hearing Hosea says, "Return to the Lord your God."
听何西阿的话说的是。回转归向一个神。
And for us today, we know that the Lord our God, yes, Jesus has come. He is Emmanuel.
对于我们现在的人来说，我们知道耶稣基督已经来了，他就是神与人同在。
And there is much more to know about Jesus.
还有那么多的事情，我们需要更多的了解。
And the more you know about him,
你更多了解他。
Will we not be compelled to turn to repent toward our Lord?
我们难道就不会被催逼着回转？归向我们的神吗？
Just as a compass cannot help but point north.
就比如说一个罗盘，它不能自已的就指向的北。
A Christian cannot help but be locked in on Jesus the Christ.
一个基督徒也是不能自已的就会目光聚焦在耶稣基督身上。
As we now prepare to partake in the Holy Communion,
在我们预备来领受圣餐的时候，
May we be locked in on Christ.
让我们的目光也聚焦在耶稣基督身上。
As we enter into the time of the year when we are made more conscious of Christmas and its meaning.
当我们来到一年中的这个时间，就是我们对圣诞有更多的感知的这段时间段的时候，
Let us humbly return to the Lord our God, for He is good.
让我们谦卑地回转归向我们的神，因为他是美善的。
And now in quiet meditation,
现在让我们来静默。
Consider this.
思想这样子的事。
Do the ways of the Lord as instructed in Scripture bring you joy and make you come alive?
神的道就如圣经里面所教导我们的，是带给你喜乐，带给你生命的吗？
Or do they bore you and rage you, deaden you after a while?
或者是说，它让你感到无聊，让你生气，过了一会儿就让你死气沉沉的呢？
You find yourself, why should I read this again? I already know.
你就会对自己说，啊，我为什么还要读这些？我已经知道了呀。
Or you say, oh, this is terrible. I'm going to just not think about it.
我就会觉得，哎呀，这太可怕了！我不想想这些事情。
The righteous walk in them, but the rebellious stumble in them.
义人借此得生命，罪人却在其上跌倒。
As Christians, are we living the life of the righteous or the rebellious?
作为基督徒，我们是作为义人一样行走呢，还是作为罪人一样跌倒呢？
And so, in this time of quiet meditation, if it's revealed that the ways of the Lord is not our delight.在这段静默的时间，如果我们看见说，原来主的道不是我们的喜乐的话， then let us confess our sins to our Lord.
那我们就应当向神认罪，
trusting in His faithfulness to forgive.
要相信他的信实，他会原谅我们。
And ask Jesus to replace the idols in our lives with Himself.
祈求耶稣基督除去我们生命中的偶像。
And it is revealed that the ways of the Lord is our delight.
但如果这揭示了神的道就是我们的喜乐的话，
May we give thanks for the healing of our waywardness.
我们需要称谢神，因为他医治了我们被盗的病。
Trusting in His faithfulness to lead us onward.
相信他的信实会继续地引领我们。
And of course, let us use this time to adore Jesus Christ, who loves us and gave himself up for you and for me.
而确实的，我们需要用这段时间来崇拜耶稣基督，来敬拜他，因为是他如此爱我们，舍了自己，为了你，为了我。